This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, now that we're deep into February, hopefully coming out of peak flu season, we are being told that this season's flu vaccine still seemed to stay at its overall effective guesstimate at about 36%. However, against the most virulent predominant strain, ended up only being 25% effective. That's according to a government report released Thursday. And I got a real issue with the way we in the media handled this flu season. Okay, I got a real bone to pick on that one. But let me just tell you the story first, okay? Report from the CDC on the vaccine's mid-season effectiveness. And again, we're mid-season. Even though this is considered, you know, peak, and we like to think, okay, come on, it's getting hot. We're going to be coming into the spring. People are going to start getting ready for spring break. You know, we're not really, you know, in the cough, cold winter season. Well, we're still in this, so it's technically mid-season. And to please not let your guard down as we're starting to see more cases of H1N1 and influenza B. Okay? And again, I don't think we in the media should be scaring people. I don't think we should be overestimating, but I also don't think we should be underestimating because it makes a good story. So, they say the report from the CDC on prevention on this vaccine's mid-season effectiveness confirms that federal health officials and infectious disease experts have suspected for some time an unrelenting bad flu season, such as the current one, which is dominated by the most dreaded flu strain, vaccines are less effective. And the influenza A virus, H3N2, is more virulent and can change more rapidly and more mutatable than other flu viruses. So it can evade your immune system as well as what shot man makes to fight nature. Remember, nature is still more powerful. It always will be. Nature is, you can't mess with nature. Told you guys that old Yiddish saying, man danks and God links. Man works, God laughs. You know, it's nature is, you know, we could do a lot, you know, when it comes to vaccines, et cetera. But nature takes us, there's a reason for things. I don't know why. I don't know why we have to have this nasty flu season. I don't know why it exists. I just don't, you know, what is the evolutionary advantage unless maybe this is what keeps us on our toes? Maybe the reason why we have to have these pathogens is humans get lazy, animals get lazy, and if we want to evolve to be a stronger species, then we need to have these bugs every now and then attack us. And if that happens, then we end up, I guess, making progeny that could be stronger in case new bugs mutate and come after them. I don't know. I always try to think, what's the evolutionary advantage to this? You know, we have the biblical, spiritual, religious reason for things, and then there's a scientific reason, which I think can really blend. It has to. It has to blend, okay? Because I love religion and I love science. It has to blend. So experts say the current vaccine does offer some protection against H3N2. This 25% effectiveness against the H3N2 per se means that 1 in 4 people who get the shot will reduce the risk of becoming sick to the point where they need to see a doctor. In Australia, interim estimates show that the vaccine to be only 10% effective against H3N2. And researchers recently reported that early data show that the vaccine is about 17% effective in Canada against that strain. So the vaccine's effectiveness may have changed and looks like it may have done better with us. So when you have this type of flu bug like we talked about before, you could definitely have higher complications. As we saw, the number one cause of death with flu ends up being pneumonia. And so pneumonia-type complications are serious. Older individuals are especially susceptible, and older individuals should be getting the pneumonia shot. I mean, you know, we talk about the flu shot, but are we also urging the pneumonia shot? Those with chronic conditions, diabetes, of course, kids, pregnant women, they are concerned. They are at high risk. And they say the number of people going into doctor's offices and emergency rooms have surged to levels not reported since the peak of the 2009 swine flu pandemic, and hospitalizations are also at record levels. So, should you still get the flu shot as we're coming up on the end of February? Yeah. Why not? Why not? Well, unfortunately, when we had that family where that young three-year-old died and the family did not get the flu shot, saying, well, doctors and medical providers and everybody said it's not going to be that effective. So why put the chemicals in our daughter's body? And I understand that, you know, even though I'm pro-vaccine and I recommend vaccine, I get how some people don't want to inject something into their healthy child when they're healthy. I get that. You know, our babies are precious. Unfortunately, that decision possibly is what caused her to die. And it's heartbreaking because, you know, these vaccines are amazing when they work. They are. So, in a good year, the flu vaccine will never be 100%. On a good year, 60%. Why? Because we have to try to guess which viruses are going to circulate. And we are trying to make this before it has a chance to mutate during the season. Measles vaccine is supposed to be about 97% effective with two doses. But flu vaccines are tougher. So a real good flu vaccine would be in the 60s, maybe 67%. Now, they said, and younger children seem to do better. Seem to be younger children, the vaccines seem to do better. So my big issue with the media and how we handled it this year is we started warning everybody, oh, okay, all right, the flu vaccine may not be that effective. Okay? Be prepared, guys. It may not be an effective flu vaccine season. What did that do? What was the goal of that? It made a great headline. It made people tune in, made people panic about the flu. But what did you do differently? See, what did we want you to do? Okay, if there's a we, if there's a power, if there's a you know, people behind this, okay? Well, what government and what everybody wanted you to do is to protect yourself against the flu. Eat well, sleep well, get the flu vaccine. If that is our goal every year in bringing you the news, because we want you guys to be safe, then why would we report a incorrect percentage of how effective a flu shot is? Say we don't know. Say, you know, we don't know if it's going to be as good as in other years, but it still offers protection. Well, we kept throwing these numbers out, and everybody said, oh, it's not going to be effective. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
To the bone. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so this was kind of a frightening case. Apparently, there was a gentleman who had been in a public hospital and who repeatedly cried out that he couldn't breathe. Fortunately, he died. And the regulators have now faulted this public hospital in D.C. after they investigated. And they said the hospital's initial report of the incident was not accurate. The probe was made public this week when they found multiple shortcomings in the care provided at United Medical Center's nursing home to the man Warren Webb. Warren Webb died of a heart attack in the facility back in August. Before his death, he called for help. He fell out of his bed and was left on the floor for an extended period of time. Inspectors concluded there was no evidence that facility staff assessed Webb after he complained of not being able to breathe, and said hospital officials omitted key details about Webb's death from an incident report they filed within the health department. That report, among other things, left out the fact that Webb died and contained that one hospital employee told investigators was a false account of Webb being told at the incident's conclusion to wait for staff before attempting to get out of bed by himself. Regulators also found that the UMC nursing home did not have an instrument prepared to measure his blood sugar in emergencies. There's actually audio of this, of him calling for help. He basically says, I can't breathe. And health department began its probe in response to the Washington Post reporting. And based on the audio recording of the incident and interviews with three eyewitnesses, the Post reported in October that Webb, despite crying out at least 25 times, was left on the floor for 20 minutes by a charge nurse. When Webb, 47, he's only 47 years old, was finally lifted back into bed, his nurses were unable to find a pulse. He was transferred on a stretcher to the hospital's seventh floor to its emergency room and was pronounced dead at 6 a.m. It's unclear what consequences or managers are going to face. The UMC spokesperson, again, this is United Medical Center in D.C., all right? It is unclear what's going to happen. No response yet. And we have heard that two employees have been disciplined thus far. And the plan also said the nursing home staff was being retrained on respiratory assessments, treatments, and documentations, and that unit managers are now required to conduct hourly rounds to monitor the condition of nursing home residents. We're going to talk about this in a second. And this hospital, however, not the first time it pinged the radar. Hospital has been under scrutiny for dangerous medical errors that led regulators to shut down its obstetrics ward in early August. Concerns about patient safety and mismanagement ultimately led the D.C. Council to vote in November against renewing a lucrative contract for Veritas of Washington, which is a consulting firm hired to run the hospital. See, you know, everybody thinks, well, hospitals are all about the doctors and the nurses and, you know, orderlies and candy stripers. If you don't have good management, if you don't have people with business backgrounds and good management, that hospital is going to fail. It's going to fail in patient care. It's going to fail in money. It's going to fail. So this week, the hospital's former chief medical officer filed a whistleblower lawsuit, asserting that he was fired for testifying before the council about problems there. So the health department, I guess, in their investigation sheds light on the issue of, did the nurses immediately assess him when he first called out for help? You know, what are the assessments? Do we look at the heart rate, the respiratory rate, the blood pressure, blood oxygen saturation? And they found no documentation that was done. And it looks like it took 20 minutes before he was addressed and brought back on the floor or into bed, and then noticed that he had significant medical compromise, significant compromise of his breathing. So I'm not really sure what his original medical condition was, why he was so young being in a nursing home. And I'm wondering if maybe it's more of like a rehab facility rather than a nursing home. But this scares people. And, you know, when I was a medical student, I had rotated through a variety of medical centers. The VA was well done. The VA in Sepulveda, wow. They had their act together. But some of the other facilities I was in, patient would be crying in pain, crying for help. And I would walk by the room, and they would beg me to come in, you know, because I'd be like, where's this crying from? And I'm like, okay, I'll get somebody. I'll get the nurse. And I would go up to the staff. This would either be in the ICU, or it would be on a lower floor, like third floor, fourth floor, fifth floor, whatever, depending on you know, what I was rotating through. And I was in a variety of different hospitals in California, Nevada. And the, you know, the nurse would say, we'll get to him when we get to it. I'm like, but he's in pain. He's asking for help. We'll get to him when we get to it. Now, I understand they were busy. And if you're busy with another patient, and again, you don't see a lot of please and thank you in the hospital. Yeah, I learned that very early on. We don't sit there and go, please, thank you. Could you, we aren't really, you know, we just don't, not a lot of pleases and thank yous. So, okay, we tough it up. That's fine. We got to tough it out. That's good. Okay. So we do that. But so I can't tell. I don't usually get, when I get a no or we'll get to it, I usually don't get a response back as to why. They don't go, well, I'm in the middle of titrating this guy's medication out because it's, okay, I mean, you don't get that. And, you know, with the nurses, they're your boss. Doesn't matter where you are in your training. Okay? If the nurse says to wait, you know, you don't pull, well, look, I'm a doctor or I'm a, oh, no. That nurse is the one that's busting their butt taking care of that patient. That nurse is in charge. That's why there's a charge nurse. And you respect them. But I remember going home and telling, I don't know if my husband was my fiancé at the time or whatever, going, okay, if I'm ever in the hospital, you need to stay close. Because it could take an hour before somebody comes back to help. And that's some scary stuff. And that's one of the things that turned me off to doing hospital work and being a hospitalist, because I didn't want to think that my patients would be sitting there crying in pain or having an issue. And because there wasn't enough staff, they weren't getting their issue addressed. Now, in some hospitals, there's plenty of staff where when that button rings, that nurse runs right in there. But if they're busy, if there's a lot of high acuity, no, you're going to wait. And that's scary. Now, I personally had an issue, and we talked about this, where while I was giving birth, you know, I was in a 13-minute contraction. I had gotten an epidural finally after 5 days, and I had been 5 days in labor. I was sent home in between. I'm like, I'm not going to sit here, and the baby's not coming out, and, you know, and why waste a bed when somebody else could be there? So then I come back, and I finally got my epidural. So I start to fall asleep, and nobody was watching the monitor. And I asked them to keep the heart rate sounds up, and they're like, doctor, you're the patient. You don't need to be listening to heart tones. I go, I'd like to listen to my baby's heart tones. It soothes me. And thank God I did that, because when I heard his heart rate drop to the 40s, and a baby's supposed to be about 140, when his heart rate was dropped down to the 40s, I'm like, can somebody take a look and see what's going on? Because my room didn't have a monitor. There was no monitor in my room that I could see. Whereas you could, you know, so, and it turned out, if I was able to see the monitor, I would say, look, guys, I'm in some long contraction. The baby's in distress. So instead, all I could do is, I when you have the epidural, you can't really move. So the button was behind me. I got a hold of the button. I go, somebody check my baby, please. Something is wrong. He's decelling. So I don't know what the heck the staff was doing, but nobody was watching my monitor. And, you know, Stone almost died. Thank God, you know, people came in and they resuscitated, you know, they amnio-infused, so they put fluid in me and, you know, we helped stop it from decelling. But it's like, you know, these stories are real where, you know, the wrong person is taking care of your loved one. Wrong doctor, wrong nurse, wrong stuff, and you're helpless. Now, that shouldn't happen. Good management should make sure this doesn't happen. And now with reviews and Yelp and a lot more regulation, you know, less of this BS should be happening. Because if something like that gets out there on social media where you're going to be left in pain for an hour, people are going to say, I don't want to go to that hospital. But remember, our choices are going to go down. Our choices are really going to go down. As we go more socialized, I mean, look at already with your Obamacare plan. How many different hospitals can you go to on the plan that you purchased with your HMO? You can probably only go to one facility. Well, then that's the one facility. It doesn't matter what the Yelp review says. It doesn't matter. That's your facility. That's where you're going. And so, you know, when there's not enough staff or when there's not enough people that want to go into the field, and so administrators have to get desperate and they have to hire people or hire people from other countries to come in and you know, take, you know, pick up the slack, and there may be a language barrier. That's what we're going to, unfortunately, be having to deal with. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, as we watch things closely in Europe, we are being told that hundreds of doctors are quitting in Great Britain. And the number of GPs in England fell by 0.6% at the end of last year, many leaving the profession as, quote, the pressure has become too much. The Royal College of GPs said the latest NHS digital figures show the number of family doctors fell to 33,872 in December, down from 34,000. In September 2015, the number of full-time equivalent GPs was 34,592. So now that's a drop of 3%. Chairwoman RCGP, which is Royal College of GPs, Professor Helen Stokes-Lampert, said the workload in general practice has increased by at least 16% over the last 7 years. But the number of GPs delivering care to patients has not risen in line with this. and she warned that patients suffer from there being fewer family doctors, and measures need to be taken to attract new GPs as well as retain existing ones. They say this is very disappointing news, frustrating, because even a small drop can have a huge ripple effect. GPs are currently facing intense resource pressures, and we desperately need more doctors if we stand any chance of turning this crisis around. Obviously, GPs are the cornerstone of their NHS system. One of you had asked and written, what exactly is a GP versus a family doctor? So, okay, how I learned it in the MD realm, and this was back in the 90s, was you were a general practitioner once you graduated and maybe did like a one-year apprenticeship in the olden days. Or you had done your minimum doctor training. That, now, again, this is an old definition, okay? Because now people will call me a GP, even though I'm technically not, because I had a residency. But anyway, so GPs used to mean you finished medical school and you were practicing. Whether you had the apprenticeship or not, in the old days, there wasn't an apprenticeship, all right? And then, you would be considered a GP if you already started practicing. But many, as things progress, you would have an apprenticeship or a year internship, and then you would be able to practice general medicine, okay? And being a general in medicine is not like being a general in the army. General is more broad, is less specialized, and so that would apply you had less years of schooling. So a general surgeon is a five-year residency, as opposed to cardiovascular surgery, neurosurgery would be a longer residency. And so, well, it could be a 4 to 5 year, depending on the program you're in. So being a general surgeon or a general practitioner, you were able to do a wide gamut of things, which means it's tough. It has nothing to do with the level of difficulty. But your training was not as specialized and honed in. Then they had the family medicine specialty. And if you wanted to become a specialist in family medicine or a specialist in internal medicine, you did a separate residency. So for me, I did a family medicine residency. You had your internship, and then you added an additional 2 years. So minimum family medicine residency is 3 years after medical school. And you're specializing in family medicine because you become adept in delivering babies. You become adept in taking care of infants, in taking care of children, in taking care of geriatrics, in doing sports medicine, emergency medicine, urgent care. So a family doc still can be a GP, but for those of us that want our board certification and wanted to have a specialty, it's a family medicine specialty, even though we're considered primary care. Does that make sense? Just like internal medicine, you specialize in being an internist. And it's a 3-year residency. From there, you could specialize into gastroenterology, cardiology, you know, there's a whole bunch of different things, dermatology, from an internal medicine standpoint. But it's still many years of training, and we need it. I would not recommend a shorter residency. In fact, I would hate to say this, but I sure could have used even more, you know, time doing urology and more time doing, you know, HIV medicine. I got 1 month of HIV medicine. That's a lot. Not a lot of people get a whole month of that. But I took infectious disease at UCLA, and we learned a lot of HIV medicine at the time, and because most of the people, you know, didn't have malaria or, you know, MRSA or some of these other more fancy infectious diseases. And the infectious disease specialists were the ones that took care of people with HIV. So I got a lot more training than the average family doc in that, but it was only 1 month. Sure could have used a lot more. So, so for GPs, when you hear GP in England, these are primary care physicians. It doesn't necessarily mean they lacked a residency or had less years of training, okay? Because that term is widely used. And so they're having issues over there like we are. We don't have enough primary care physicians. Why should people go to medicine? Obamacare made a complete cluster out of that. I mean, you can't open up your neighborhood family clinic and see patients and talk to them and giggle with them and stop by their house without now fear of being sued or not being able to, you know, make ends meet. You have to pound patients out. And you might have had to do that before with HMOs, but then it really got bad. and you're working for free. Now, that's here in America. Okay? You know, if there's a high deductible and the patients don't pay and the insurance doesn't pay, you're working for free. And many doctors wanted to go into medicine so they could be their own boss. Well, now the average doctor has an employer. And it's an employer who's not a doctor telling them how to do medicine. Now, I had said in the previous segment, a hospital needs great administration. All right? And so we do need administration. We do need non-medical professionals, okay, involved with a lot of the structure and a lot of the protocols and a lot of the administration aspect of it. However, many administrators, because of money, all right, penny pinching, will go into the realm of the medicine and make suggestions for doctors. And that's where we go, oh, whoa, 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 oh, hell no. You want me to do what? And so we're starting to hear from an administration standpoint, doctors are being asked to change their coats. Well, we're not going to get paid. Remember, Medicare won't pay for readmission. So that person that was sick, is there anything else wrong with them? Well, they also have high blood pressure. Well, then use that as the diagnosis. Now, I get that, too. I get that also. You know, when you have somebody that comes in with COPD and they have diabetes and high blood pressure, if Medicare is going to be like, because of that one diagnosis that you put first, we're not going to pay. I understand that there's an art to this. And when somebody's trying to screw you, you don't want to let them screw you. I get that. But when you have, you know, companies say, oh, you know what? You're ordering too many tests. Don't order tests. Or you are not ordering enough tests. Order tests. Okay, medicine is an art. And we have ethical obligations to our patients. And don't start bringing in the bean counters telling us what to do and what not to do. If I think a patient needs an MRI, I'm going to order that MRI. If I don't think a patient needs a CAT scan, I'm not going to order it. Don't make me order it. So some of that, you know, baloney is happening. But the average person, when they look at, you know, gosh, what sort of glorified career do I want? Are doctors glorified? Are policemen glorified? Are, you know, but politicians definitely aren't glorified anymore, no. I mean, you know, who's going to want to put their lives at risk, whether it's with a patient or whether it's with, you know, a suspect? You know, there are jobs now that are easier, they're safer, and make more money. So apparently you have a lot of doctors quitting. Any numbers of people quitting increases the workload for others. That's going to make more want to quit. In fact, there was another article saying that they are drafting secretaries to help staffing issues in the NHS. Apparently, administrative staff are starting to take on ward duties because the hospitals have a staffing crisis with nurses and with other staff. Secretaries and administrative staff have to take on ward duties, according to managers at Diana Princess of Wales Hospital in Grimsby, Lincolnshire. They had to put out a desperate appeal for help because they had a bunch of people call out sick, a lot of ward closures, and they don't have enough staff. That's what's going to happen. Non-medical professionals are going to be administering your medical care. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So if a dad is stressed, his sperm is going to change, and that'll raise a child's risk of depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. Being reported by Daily Mail, this is a study coming out of the University of Maryland, and they found that life's pressures will change the DNA of your sperm. And that could lead to brain development changes of the yet unborn baby. They say it's widely known that a mother's environment during pregnancy, like poor diet, stress, infection, could affect the offspring. But many times we just think, you know, the man isn't involved. We think, daddy gave us what we needed and he's good. Let him just go off and do his thing. No, because dad, if true, after he gives the sperm, we, may not, think that he's involved, but they say learning how a father's behavior and environment can impact the child's development could lead to the detection and prevention of many mental health disorders. They say researchers have known for years that stress can increase the risk of mental disorders. What's interesting is we are finding intergenerational effects, according to Dr. Tracy Bale, professor of neuroscience at the University of Maryland School of Medicine. Researchers led by Bale conducted a mice experiment to see how a father's lifestyle impacts his children. Now, previously the team had found male mice experiencing chronic periods of stress passed down genetic coding for a less effective hormonal response to stress in children. And I guess three major hormones that get released are your adrenaline, your cortisol, and then your epinephrine, your norepinephrine to be exact. Collectively, these hormones send our bodies into the fight or flight mode, which is the way we handle stress. So, for example, if you're ever wondering, okay, what is, fight or flight? Basically, when you go running, when you would run track, all of a sudden you notice you breathe deeper, your heart rate goes up, you don't have to pee or poop. That's fight or flight mode. So stress resulted in changes in sperm genetic material known as the microRNA. That plays a key role in which genes become functional proteins. And these changes in stress reactivity have been linked to mental disorders like post-traumatic stress disorder. So this new study that was presented in Austin, Texas a while back, unraveled new details about this microRNA change. And the caput epididymis, which is the structure where sperm matures, release vesicles which contain the microRNA that'll fuse to the sperm and change the cargo that gets delivered to the egg. When males' mice were stressed, the caput epididymis responded by altering the content of these vesicles, which means stress like workplace stress could have a significant impact on the baby. Now, do we stress out our future dads? Oh, all the time. Like my husband, I'm like, you know what? If I'm ovulating, we got to do it now. Well, why does it matter when you ovulate? You're fine. You're fertile. No, because I need to have a baby in exactly 9 months. All right. That's the way it's going to work with my schedule and residency. So you need to get me pregnant tonight. That's how it was with me and my husband. Almost verbatim. That was the conversation. It's like, all right, I'll get you pregnant tonight, I guess. And luckily he did. All right. We won't go into too much detail, but he did. And it did not involve the backseat of a car. And I was married at the time to him. And so, it wasn't the most easy, stress-free, oh, we're in Hawaii. We still had never gone to Hawaii. We could afford to go to Hawaii, right? We didn't go to Hawaii until years into our marriage when there was a medical conference that made it a little cheaper to go. Other than that, there was no relaxing on the beach and nothing like that, which would make me think that if you guys are, family planning, maybe before you do so, go on the beach. The problem is if you had stress getting to the beach, like a delayed flight, I think that's going to mess with your sperm. So it's kind of interesting. And, dads are involved even when it comes to ovarian cancer. They say fathers may be partially responsible for passing on to their daughter the genetic risk factor for ovarian cancer. Now, I've told you guys many times that just because there's a woman cancer, like ovarian, endometrial, breast, doesn't mean men are out of the woods. If there's the BRCA gene mutation and you have a bunch of women in the family with ovarian cancer and breast cancer, you guys are in trouble when it comes to pancreas and prostate, etc. So there's no such thing as a woman cancer gene and a male cancer gene. It can affect any of us. Okay? So researchers found that women at a higher risk of ovarian cancer if their paternal grandmothers were afflicted by the disease. Women with a mutation on a particular gene found on the X chromosome called the MAGE-C3 appeared to get ovarian cancer 6.7 years earlier than they would have without the mutation. Among the families involved in the study, the average age that woman with a mutation got ovarian cancer was 44. Women carry two X chromosomes on their cells, one from their mother and then one from their father. Right, so either father will give you a Y or give you an X. If daddy gives you an X, because remember, daddies are XY, so if daddy gives you an X, you're going to be a girl. If daddy gives you a Y, you're going to be a boy. Dad has control if mom's going to make a boy or girl. Then he may not think he has control, but biologically he does. So the gene does exist in mom's chromosomes, too. But because a woman's father has only one X chromosome to give his daughters, a father with mutations in this gene is guaranteed to pass it on. So if you do inherit it from the dad, you're either going to get it or you're not. That means you and every one of your sisters is going to carry the mutation. Because again, if he is giving you that X gene, and he got that X from his mom, you see, because you're XY, so he got the Y from dad and the X from mom, he's going to give you his mom's genes. So hope you like grandma. More famous gene mutations linked to ovarian cancers, the BRCA1 and BRCA2, which we talked about. According to the American Cancer Society, women who carry the BRCA1 mutation have up to a 70% chance of getting ovarian cancer at some point. Genetic tests exist for BRCA1 and BRCA2. And in that theory, testing could be done for MAGE C3. More research has to be done. Less than 10% of ovarian cancers, though, may be due to genetic mutations. Ovarian cancer is responsible for less than 2% of new cancer diagnoses. Almost half of people with ovarian cancer are still alive 5 years after they are diagnosed. We're doing a lot better when it comes to ovarian cancer. It's not a fun one, though. So interesting. All right. Cleaning products linked to poor lung function. We've talked about this. A study of 6,000 people by a team from Norway's University of Bergen found women appear to be worsely affected than men when it comes to cleaning products. Many of them, the chemicals were unnecessary. And microfiber cloths and water are usually enough for most purposes. UK experts, because this article comes from BBC, says people should keep their homes well ventilated and use liquid cleaners instead of sprays. Why? Because you're going to breathe it in. So, what sort of damage can be done? Well, you know, most of these chemicals don't do major damage, but when you breathe something in that the lungs do not want to, you know, are not used to having, it could cause inflammation, and that inflammation could also cause damage. And using a cloth or a microfiber cloth and water most of the time works. Adults in the study published in the American Thoracic Society, American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine, were followed for more than 20 years. Their lung function was measured by looking at how much air people could forcibly breathe out, and the amount declined more over the years in women who cleaned. The author suggests that chemicals in cleaning products irritate the mucous membranes. I also wonder if it also affects... if it also affects, like, hairdressers. Hairdressers are always breathing in chemicals. So water and a rag may do the trick. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I wanted to get to this. I don't know how much time we're going to have. But apparently there's an article on how Olympic athletes train. One is they work towards something other than just the end of the workout. So rather than going, all right, well, I got to, like, you know, I got to, you know, do an hour... it's, no, I want to lose 10 pounds, or I want to tighten up that muscle. They get the most even out of the shortest workouts. Maybe they'll do high-intensity interval training. 20 minutes of high-intensity interval training may produce similar benefits than an hour of low-intensity. They write down bonus challenges to pick out of a hat at the end of the workout for some variety. Some of these bonus challenges could be, you know, some extra running or whatever. They look to other sports for training inspiration. So you may watch, you know, football players or, I don't know, skiers, etc. And then if they injure themselves, they may do other sorts of exercise. And look at your habits outside the gym. It's kind of interesting. Don't go away. We'll write back 1-877, Doc Dalli.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.